WXR, Rossville, Chattanooga. A production of Whitfield Media Group. This is the fastest hour in radio. Racing Talk Radio, presented by Optimize You on Rock 105. Your home for NASCAR. Now, live from the Optimize You studio, here's Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield.
Welcome into the program, everybody. Happy Monday, and it is indeed time for Racing Talk Radio, presented by Optimize You here on Rock 105. And a happy Monday to you. Getting a little warm out there today, so maybe crack the windows on the way home, or AC. That's probably way more effective. And Sean and I are about to do what we always do, get you caught up on all the NASCAR info you need to know. Big win from a first-time winner this year, Austin Cindric. In a fuel mileage race, able to get the win at the Worldwide Technology Raceway. Big win for him and Team Penske. Also a bad run for his teammate, who almost won, but ran out of gas and finished 24th. So lots to get to there. Of course, Kyle Busch had a wreck, so we'll hear from him. You know, all the good things that happened. And of course, coming up this weekend, Sean Whitfield gets to go buy the biggest jug of Pinot that they sell and get ready for racing at Sonoma in wine country. So it ought to be a lot of fun, especially now that he's fresh off the Chattanooga Fitness Expo. We'll hear all about the bodybuilding and pretty people of the town that were on display this weekend. Sit back, relax. It is time for Racing Talk Radio, presented by Optimize You here on Rock 105. I am Casey Orr, as always, and joining me, and I tell you what, he always makes fun of me looking tired. Right now, he looks pretty tired. It is Mr. Chattanooga Fitness Expo himself, Sean Whitfield with Whitfield Media Group.
Hey, good evening. Happy to be here. Do I really look tired?
You look a little
haggardy.
A little worn out.
Yeah. Well, I'm better than I expected that I would be on Monday. Man, it is a lot of work putting on the Chattanooga Fitness Expo. A lot of hours, not much sleep, but a great event, very rewarding.
Another sold-out show.
Another sold-out event, yes. Man, it as far as the audience is concerned and everything that they saw from where they were seated, it looked like it was a pretty flawless event. But behind the scenes, you know,
it's always chaos.
Yeah, you always have your challenges. Matter of fact, I was talking to Greg Rambin. He was our MC along with my wife. Greg Rambin here from Rock 105 was MCing the event with my wife, Kim Chapman Whitfield. And we were talking during intermission, and I told them both backstage, I said, I can only imagine the pressure that is on host or MCs of major television award shows, you know, where they're on national television and everything has to just be flowing, and then there's so many things that you don't have control of, and I can only imagine the kind of pressure and stress that comes along with that, because we felt,
because you were stressed
I was feeling a lot of anxiety Saturday night, but Greg did a great job. Good to have him, and loved his outfit. He came out in Mr. America type outfit.
All right.
He had on some royal blue pants and a American flag jacket or suit or white shirt and coat jacket, American flag, and then he had a red bow tie. He could look like Uncle Sam.
You know, I'm going to have to take your word for it because there's no pictures on the website. So, but it sounds like it was probably pretty cool.
You just keep shaming me on the pictures.
Listen,
we're going to have pictures by tomorrow.
We have talked about this event for so long.
Yeah.
You go on and on about what great shape these athletes are. You showed me some pictures. Everyone was oiled up and shiny and ready to go.
Yeah, I showed you some of the talent we
and you, no one can see it. So.
Well, I am going to make that happen by tomorrow. I was still taking this event down and trying to get everything packed up midday yesterday, and I'm still trying to put things away and all that today. So it is a overwhelmingly I was telling somebody this yesterday. This event this weekend is the hardest that I work all year. I mean,
that's not saying
even
a lot.
Two full days of doing hard labor in my yard, doing landscaping work and all that kind of stuff in 90 degree weather doesn't take it out of me as much as this event does. I guess just the mental side of it, because there's so many moving pieces.
And
everything event.
Comes through you. So
yeah,
you've got to put your stamp on everything.
My name is on the line, you know, with our sponsors, with all of our competitor athletes, with the stage, the production, you know, just all the volunteers. Adam Chauncey, our director of operations, Mandy Livingston, our events coordinator, and then Avery Black as administrator of all of our online stuff. There's just a lot of moving pieces to this thing, but thankful for everybody, and it was a great event. And for anyone out there listening that attended the event, thank you so much for coming and supporting the 4th annual Chattanooga Fitness Expo. And it was presented by our friends at Optimize You. I can't encourage people enough to check out Optimize You Chattanooga. They have so many things they can offer you for everyone out there listening to feel better, to feel more optimal, to live a healthier life, and to do business with local people. Optimize You gives back to the community, and they support local business, the local economy, and I am all about that. You know, it's just like Quality Fence, where you... are employed at local owners, local people.
Buy local, yeah. Keep the money here and keep us going strong. Absolutely.
Keeps jobs for our local economy. So yeah, I am all about local. But yeah, I would like to say that yeah, I got the gym in, I got some yard work done, but man, I checked in to the Embassy Suites Friday morning and I did not leave there till yesterday afternoon. Early afternoon, we stopped and ate. Then we had to come back here to the studio and had to do our, I call it our post-game edition of the Chattanooga Fitness Download. And I got out of here about 7 last night.
Just worn smooth out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd like to say that it's not an age thing, but I'm not sure. I just can't... I just can't go through the routine quite like I used to could. And I feel like I'm in good shape. But I think, you know, anytime you're over 50, you just can't seem to go the long hours like you used to could.
Just remember, Father Time is undefeated. So it's, yeah. No matter what, it starts to catch up. But I'm really glad the event went well. And I know that there's been a lot of great feedback, and I'm giving you a hard time about the pictures, but you know, I know that
pictures
of tomorrow. Sold out, and it was a big success. It is every year.
So I would encourage people to check out our Facebook page or our Instagram, Chattanooga Fitness Expo, and you can see another part of my media world. How was the OR weekend?
I was batching it for the first time in I don't know how many years.
Well, you need to enjoy it. You may not get another one.
I probably won't, because I still managed to get in trouble anyway. But Friday night, my aunt and uncle were coming up, heading to Virginia via from Texas to Virginia, and they stopped in and we had dinner. And so I was in bed early, mm-hmm. like a good boy. But then Saturday, I played golf, and then it was fun, so I played more golf. And, you know, there was a... people kept bringing me things to drink, and so I did.
What, bottled water?
Oh, yeah, and lots of Gatorade, but had an absolute big time. Still got in bed early. I just don't stay up late anymore. But anyway, and then spent all day yesterday doing all the housework I didn't do the previous 2 days, so I wouldn't be in trouble when my wife and kid got back yesterday.
So I would consider you to be a guy that plays a lot of golf.
I'm not.
Well, don't you play at least once a week?
Oh, no, I wish.
No, come on now.
I really don't. I do not. I'm lucky if I get once every 2 weeks.
Really?
Yep. That's why I get so excited when
because
I get to play.
I thought you played at least once a week.
No, nope, I wish, you would think. But no, I that's the thing is, like this weekend, I won't get to play because, you know, my daughter's birthday party Saturday, which means we'll do church Sunday morning. So I won't get to play.
I figured you'd pull off a Thursday or Friday.
Yeah, I'd like to, but as much as you give me a hard time, I do work for a living.
Yeah, and, but I know how you sales guys are. You cut off on Friday about noon.
You used to be a sales guy, too, and you didn't play a lot of golf.
I didn't play golf at all. Well, the reason I was bringing that up is I was thinking how expensive the game of golf can be. It's been a long time since I played, and I remember last time I played, that is not an inexpensive game. So a round of golf these days, what does it cost?
I mean,
if you're not at a fancy gated community golf course like you're
I'm
at.
A member, so I don't, you know, I, that's I, get, what to I, mean, play, that I get to fancy play all gated I want. But,
golf
but I think if you wanted to go to a nice public course, it's probably $50 a round.
Like Moxon Bend.
I don't know about Moxon Bend. I've never played that. But Eagle, what's the one out?
Eagle Bluff?
Bear Trace. Eagle Bluff didn't exist
anymore. Yeah, that's right. Bear Trace.
Bear Trace. That's a really good one. So I bet by the time to play the round and to get a cart, you're probably at $50. And then, of course,
I bet it's more than that.
Got to buy balls and all that stuff if you don't already have them. You know, refreshments, all that stuff.
I bet you it's 60 or 70. You think it's
maybe?
Yeah, the game of golf is expensive,
but that's not much for a man of your wealth.
Oh, that's way over my budget. I couldn't possibly budget that. So I was just curious, though. I've always found golf to be a fascinating sport. I've just always sucked at it. I can drive the ball fairly well, but beyond that, I can't control it very much. But I'm glad you had a great weekend.
Yeah, it was a good time. I'm glad your weekend went as well.
Yeah, I was before we start talking NASCAR. Today is a special day.
$72 for in season 18 holes of golf.
See, I thought it was
in season holiday.
Right.
Wow.
It's seldom I'm not right. Hadn't you learned that by now?
And then you're obviously going to get a cart fee too. That's $100 for a round of golf.
Yeah. Do you know what happened? And I think this would be the show or the week. Do you recall what happened at this time 19 years ago?
19 years ago. What is this? June 3rd?
Well, not yeah. This around this first week of June. Not maybe specifically this day, but
19 years
this
ago?
This week.
I do not know. Riverbend, perhaps? It would have been getting close to Riverbend.
If I'm not mistaken, I have always had this in my mind. This was the week that you became a part of Valvoline Racing Radio. So you and I have been together doing this show 19 years. Doesn't that sound right to you?
Why do we want to start this show off on such a negative connotation?
How is
here?
That's longer than any relationship I've ever had.
Once again, not saying a lot. That's like saying you work harder than you do all year. That's not bragging. That'd be about right.
I think you started in June of 2005.
I probably wouldn't. Who knows? When I moved here, that was back when Riverbend was a thing, and Riverbend was my hell week.
I mean, you were the guy that set us up at Wheels before that. But as far as becoming an official part of the show, because when JB left, it was right before Riverbend, if you recall.
Very true.
And this would have always been Riverbend time. So I think this is our 19th anniversary, because the show began in February 2001, and you came along
four and a half years later.
Yeah, no, that sounds about right. Well, yay.
It's been a long, good ride. At least it has been for me.
And how ironic that we're about to talk about a race and someone running out of gas about the time I hit 19 years.
and perhaps maybe we can go celebrate with some Texas Roadhouse next week.
Let's do it.
If we can get permission from Mrs. Orr.
I think we can on a Monday.
To go.
It's summertime. We can do that.
Yeah. And, I want to remind folks, Texas Roadhouse, brand new location out at Hamilton Place, right there at 2020 Hamilton Place Boulevard. Man, it's a cool place. They was at the other location in like 25 years. So go check them out. That's Texas Roadhouse. Also, too, we are presented to you by Optimize U. We encourage you to check them out online at OptimizeU.com. We come back, we're going to dive into the world of NASCAR. We're going to talk about what happened at Worldwide Technology Raceway. We're going to talk about some of the latest news in the world of NASCAR a little bit later. The announcement of the sale of Stewart Haas Racing going away at the end of 2024, and what does that mean?
Yeah.
Also, too, we're going to talk about some of the drama going on with Kyle Larson and the situation with NASCAR about the waiver. Where does that stand? Where is it going to head? And we're going to share with you our opinions of what we think should happen. Whether it happens or not, we'll at least tell you what we think. We've got all that and more as we continue. For Casey Orr, I'm Sean Whitfield. Stay with us.
We'll be back faster than the last lap at Talladega. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 105.
Hi, I'm Mandy Livingston from Your Home Radio on 98.1 The Lake. Attention all ladies. Listen up. Are you feeling tired, loss of energy, weight gain, or low sex drive? Then your hormone levels might be low. I've got the solution for you. Optimize U Chattanooga is a hormone optimization center that specializes in hormone replacement therapy. They changed my life and they can change yours. Find them online at OptimizeUChattanooga.com.
NASCAR is cranking up, and Sean Whitfield and Casey Orr will get you right in the middle of it. Tune in Mondays at 6 p.m. for Racing Talk Radio, presented by Optimize U on Rock 105, a production of Whitfield Media Group.
Join Ed Jones and Clint Powell each Sunday morning at 9 a.m. for Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake. It's a radio show about living a healthy life, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shelliford Road and I-75.
Love some fresh Mexican food? Do you like to eat healthy? I've got the place for you. Check out Dos Bros Fresh Mexican Grill. They offer tacos, healthy bowls, burritos, nachos, salads, and quesadillas. They're located at 2396 Lifestyle Way, Chattanooga, right behind the Embassy Suites at Hamilton Place. If you're a student and need a job while in school, Dos Bros is now hiring and offering a sign-on bonus. See store for details.
More NASCAR ahead with Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield. Now, back to the show. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 105.
Welcome back to the program's Racing Talk Radio, presented by Optimize U here on Rock 105. And we do promise to talk about racing on this radio show, but you know what? I guess we just got a little off topic there, and it was, how was your weekend? How was the fitness expo? And oh, by the way, we've been doing this for 19 years as of this week. So I promise we are about to talk about the Worldwide Technology Raceway. Enjoy Illinois 300, a race that saw
Austin Cindric get his first win since his Daytona 500 victory as a rookie and gets Team Penske a team into the chase. So what else happened from Illinois? We'll let you know. And later on in the program, we will turn our attention towards Sonoma, Sean Whitfield's favorite race of the season. He gets to go buy some cheese, a little bit of wine, be very upper crust as he watches NASCAR go around the track at road course racing.
All right. This race, to me, is... I'm going to go middle of the road. On a scale of 1 to 10, it's maybe a 5 or 6. It's not a race that I dislike, but it's not one that I get excited about. So this is just one of those races that runs in the middle of the year that's just kind of filler for me. What's your thoughts? How do you feel about it?
I thought what was different about this race is we got a lot of long green flag runs, and normally that's, you know, okay. But it also created some drama. When was the last time we had a fuel mileage race? You know, with stage racing sometimes, mm-hmm. we don't get some of this drama because everyone's gonna, you know, has to stop every so often. And it did make for some really good drama. And as it looked like Ryan Blaney was about to get the win, here we go. And then with a lap to go or two laps to go, just runs out of gas. And his teammate's able to get the win, and Blaney limps home to a 24th place finish.
Here's my opinion on that. I've thought about this a fair amount today. There is no excuse for him running out of fuel. We've got some of the best minds in the sport of NASCAR, best engineers, some of the best technology. There's no excuse for a team like Penske to have their driver run out of fuel.
You know, did it not get full last pit stop? Was someone's math wrong? I mean, that's the thing about these cars is that there's not fuel gauges, and they don't know the exact miles per hour because it depends on how the drivers are running them.
But most of the time these crew chiefs and these teams
that are on it, which is shocking.
They can almost pinpoint it to the mile to the lap,
which is kind of shocking, the fact that he would run out of gas. But you know what? I think and sometimes I compare, maybe I'm just a fan, but I compare NASCAR to golf because they're kind of, you know, everybody's like their own team at some point. Sometimes you have these golf, tournaments, and like it's 22 under wins the tournament, and then sometimes you have it to where 2 under wins the tournament. It's a slog out there. There's lots of birdies and all, or no birdies, and everybody's bogeying, and it's really, and it depends on what kind of race you like, and that's just kind of what fuel mileage is. It may not be the most exciting, but it did get really exciting at the end when you're thinking, oh God, who's it going to happen to next?
Well, it was exciting for everybody but Ryan Blaney.
Yes. I think it was exciting for everybody else. It just worked out way better.
Of course, if you're going to lose a race, I would think that you would want to lose it to a teammate, unless you've got just a big rivalry going on and you don't get along with your teammate. But I just feel like there was no excuse for that. And I'm sure that the Ryan Blaney's team will be going through things and going through their procedures and protocols to figure out how that mistake happened. But that mistake cost them the race.
Yeah, it was
just
probably
plain
some,
and simple.
Some fuel guy that's like, dude, I put everything in there. And they're like, well, did you fill it up totally? You know, who knows? Mm-hmm. You know, it could be or it could have been Ryan Blaney giving a little too much gas for a few laps.
And you can't make those kind of mistakes at the level of NASCAR Cup racing.
I mean, it cost Ryan Blaney a victory. Now, luckily for his crew, Ryan Blaney is a champion and will make the playoffs this year and all that. But what if this was a team that really needed this win? You think, you know, look at Kyle Busch and Kyle Larson getting into a wreck. Kyle Busch is on the bubble. What mm-hmm. if this was him, which had the chance to win, secure RCR a spot, and then, oh, you run out of gas. But, I mean, this is sports. This is what happened.
They were able to keep it in the family. Lucky for them. Lucky for Team Penske. But still, this is something that shouldn't have happened. All right, let's get into some of the facts and results from the Enjoy Illinois 300 at Worldwide Technology Raceway. The NASCAR Cup Series got that race in yesterday without any weather problems. Can't say that necessarily for the truck race that happened over the weekend, but Austin Cindric got the win, his second victory in 94 Cup Series races. He was overcoming a 85 race drought. Also want to mention, Austin Cindric's father is the president of Penske Racing. So, happens to be
a little nepotism there.
A little situation, sort of like driving for your grandfather at RCR that Austin Dillon does. This is his first victory and second top 10 finish in 2024. And this is his first victory and first top 10 finish in three races at Worldwide Technology Raceway. Denny Hamlin got second, posted his 2nd top 10 finish in three races at Worldwide. It is his 8th top 10 finish in 2024. Brad Keselowski came in third. Brad's performing well this year. I'm really proud of old Brad there.
Yeah, a little more consistency coming from that team.
Absolutely. Posted his first top 10 finish in three races at Worldwide. And then moving right along into fourth spot, we got Tyler Reddick in fourth. Joey Logano in fifth, another Team Penske driver. Austin Dillon, is it a typo?
Watch out.
Is it a mistake? Came in sixth spot.
Well, no, it still says he led zero laps. That sounds about right.
started 18th, had a good day. I would suspect, I don't know this for a fact, but I'd suspect this is his first top 10 finish of the season. In seventh spot, Christopher Bell. Eighth, Carson Hocevar. Ninth, Justin Haley. And 10th, Kyle Larson.
Other drivers of note, Ty Gibbs, 11th, Ross Chastain, 12th, Chase Elliott, 13th, Chris Buescher, 14th, William Byron in the 15th spot, Chase Briscoe, 17th, go down the list a little bit, Bubba Wallace, 21st, Daniel Suarez, 23rd, Ryan Blaney limps to a 24th place finish, man, from 1st to 24th because you ran out of gas. Let's see, Alex Bowman, 28th, Truex Jr., 34th, and then Kyle Busch in 35th spot, Rex Late. And another bad points day for that team.
You know, at one point, Kyle led some laps. He led 15, but you're right, ended up in an accident. And that team has just been snake bit.
Tell you what, after being the story of last year, it's regressed back to the mean, it feels like.
Yeah. There were 16 lead changes among 10 drivers. So that certainly brought some added entertainment to the race. Having that many lead changes, and there were 5 caution flags for 32 laps. Some other drivers that led some laps, we got Michael McDowell led 40, Ryan Blaney led 20. We had Christopher Bell ran 80 laps, or led 80 laps, excuse me. He led the most laps of anyone, and then, of course, the race winner, Austin Cindric, had not only a good day winning the race, but he was the second driver to lead the most laps with 53.
Yeah, big win for him and Penske. I didn't realize that, you know, he hadn't won a race, and since he was a rookie and he won the Daytona 500, which would, you know, be a really cool race to win your first time. So I think we know Blaney's going to make the playoffs, or I would assume that anyway. What a big win for Austin Cindric. Yeah, you hate to see your buddy run out of gas, but you also led a bunch of laps, and you were in second place when it happened. So that's just the way it works. This is sports, and a big win for that race team.
Yeah, and a big win for Ford. You know, we hadn't seen Ford in victory lane that much so far this season.
That's also true.
And to see Ford get a win sort of makes it feel like the playing field's getting leveled out somewhat, because we've seen Chevrolets run well. We've seen Toyotas run well. And Ford has been at the back of the pack. So when you look at the overall race, anything stand out to you? Anything that you would like to close with?
No, I just thought it was a great win for Austin Cindric and that race team. And then you just the misfortune of Kyle Busch continues. You know, we're going to get to standings in a little bit, but he's firmly on the bubble, and it's not like they're trending the right way either.
Yeah. Let's dive right into the driver standings of the NASCAR Cup Series. After the race at Worldwide Technology Raceway, Denny Hamlin's the leader, 21 points over second place. Kyle Larson, third, is Chase Elliott. He is 27 points behind the leader. Martin Truex Jr. is in fourth, 44 points behind the leader. And William Byron, Drives in number 24, is in fifth. He is 46 points behind the leader.
Tyler Reddick in sixth. Ty Gibbs seventh. Christopher Bell eighth. Brad Keselowski ninth. Alex Bowman rounds out the top 10. Ross Chastain 11th. Ryan Blaney 12th. Bubba Wallace 13th. Chris Buescher 14th. Chase Briscoe 15th. And making his way into the top 16, Joey Logano, followed by Kyle Busch at 17th. However, Sean, 18th and 19th is Austin Cindric and Daniel Suarez. Guess which two drivers outside the top 16 both have wins? Austin Cindric and Daniel Suarez. So that would actually bump Chase Briscoe and Joey Logano out of the chase. And earlier you said that Ricky Stenhouse Jr., that was probably his only top 10. Not true. He's had a top 5 this year.
No, not Ricky Stenhouse Jr., Austin Dillon.
Oh, that's right, Austin Dillon. You are correct.
Yeah, I, as I said at the beginning of the show, aren't I correct most of the time? Would you agree?
Mrs. Whitfield on line one. That's all I can say.
Yeah, it's a good thing
she has a little something to say.
Yeah,
about
it's
that.
A good thing she's still doing the newscast because she would prove that to be a false statement. The drivers that still hold the most wins is Denny Hamlin and William Byron. Both lead the season with 3 wins apiece. And then you've got Kyle Larson and Christopher Bell that are drivers that lead the season with 2 wins. So overall, I think it was a good day for most. There were a few problems for a few drivers, but I think it turned out to be a successful day for a majority of the field.
Yeah, it was a good race. But, you know, I think whenever you've got Sonoma behind, I think everyone's, at least fan-wise, we're all looking forward to that. But, hey, you know, we go to Gateway now. It's a good race. Congrats to Austin Cindric.
Ron Blaney and Kyle Busch were probably the two drivers of the day that you could say.
Good and bad.
Had the worst luck. You know, as we were talking a moment ago, Ryan Blaney was set to get his first victory of the season out of fuel. Then Kyle Busch had an incident with Kyle Larson, sent him into the wall, got him that 35th place finish. And we've only got 11 races to go in the regular season. So the championship playoffs will be here before you know it. All right. It is time for us to take a break. We come back, we're going to dive in to the world of NASCAR the news in the world of NASCAR. And we're going to talk about Stewart Haas Racing. At the end of the show last week, we talked a little bit about the speculation of Stewart Haas Racing. And that is the fact that they would probably be eliminating some teams. It was a little bit of surprise to me.
Way bigger news than that.
Yeah, when the announcement came out either the next day or on Wednesday that not only are they going to eliminate a couple of teams, they're going to eliminate all of them. So we'll dive into that and more as we continue. Also, if you miss any part of today's program, you can go to our website, Racing Talk Radio, on Tuesday and listen to our show, as well as catch any parts you might have missed. And if you're into listening to podcasts, you can find us at your favorite podcast platform. Just go to the search bar at your favorite podcast platform and put in Racing Talk Radio Download. That's Racing Talk Radio Download. So many ways to connect. More NASCAR after the break. For Casey Orr, I'm Sean Whitfield. Stay with us.
We'll be back quicker than Sean can drink another Monster Energy. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 105.
Are you into fitness, bodybuilding, or just want to live a healthy life?
Are you looking for a new show that's very entertaining and different?
Well, I've got the show for you. It's Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You. It's a podcast that achieves all of these goals.
Join professional bodybuilder Matt Davis, me, Darren Johnson, and Sean Whitfield.
You can find Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You, at all major podcast platforms. Also, check out our website, ChattanoogaFitnessDownload.com.
Are you looking to take control of your health and live your best life? Then this is the podcast for you. Join Josh Porter and Mandy Livingston as they share cutting-edge research, practical tips, and inspiring stories to help you optimize your physical, mental, and emotional health. From nutrition and exercise to hormone optimization, we cover it all. So tune in to Optimize Health and start empowering your health one episode at a time. You can find Optimize Health at your favorite podcast platforms or online at OptimizeHealthNow.com.
Vector Security can create you a home automation solution that will give you the convenience and peace of mind of being able to control your security system, lights, locks, video, thermostat, and more, all from your Vector Security app.
Vector Security provides professional alarm and security system monitoring to ensure your home is well protected against all threats.
Vector Security has 24/7 expert security monitoring, lifetime satisfaction guarantee, complete home automation, and is 100% wireless.
Choose Vector Security. Find them online at vectorsecurity.com.
NASCAR fans, listen up. NASCAR is a sport where testosterone is a must. Optimize You has got you covered. Join Sean Whitfield and Casey Orr Mondays at 6 p.m. for Racing Talk Radio, presented by Optimize You on Rock 105.
At Silverdale Baptist Church, we exist to lead people into an authentic relationship with Christ so they will worship God, grow in their faith, and then serve the Lord. Learn more about us and discover a campus and service time that fits you best at SilverdaleBC.com.
Listen up, Chattanooga. We've got a radio show that's just for you.
On the Move Radio, presented by Medicare Misty on 98.1 The Lake, each Saturday morning at 9 a.m.
We're a radio show that's all about Chattanooga and the Tennessee Valley.
Join Sean Whitfield, Amy Morrow, and Barry Quarter as we discuss government, events, entertainment, lifestyle, and so much more.
For past shows, check out onthemoveradio.com.
A production of Whitfield Media Group.
This is the fastest hour in radio with Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 105.
Welcome back to the program for Racing Talk Radio here on Rock 105. Sean Whitfield, Casey Orr, each and every Monday at 6, getting you up to speed on all the NASCAR news and information. Austin Cindric, the big winner in St. Louis. Congrats to him. First win of the year. And now he will make the playoffs. And our attention will soon turn towards this weekend at Sonoma Raceway, the Toyota Save Mart 350. That's right, road course racing in wine country. And that's going to be a 3:30 on Sunday, Sean. So give you plenty of time to, do you chill your Pinot? Is Pinot Grigio...
Yeah,
is that the kind of wine you drink chilled, or is it the kind of wine you drink at room temperature?
No, you got to have it chilled. I like it, you know, really cold. I don't drink wine very often. My wife drinks it a lot more often than I do. A lot of times it's a Saturday night dinner thing for her. But if I'm going to have a glass of wine, Pinot Grigio is what I'll have. But I'm just not a big wine guy.
What is your?
I'm not a beer guy either. I don't like beer at all.
So what is your drink of choice? Still a top shelf Margie?
Yeah. I seldom ever drink. You know,
boy, I didn't. Are we? We just lie on the radio now? Is that what we do?
No.
We're just not honest with our fans.
No, I mean I don't. The older I've gotten, the more it just takes the energy out of me. And then it's harder to recover. I mean, you're into drinking beer, and when you tie one on,
man, it's tough.
The recovery's a lot worse than it was even 10 years ago. Wouldn't you say?
It's worse than it was 5 years ago. Like it's getting old thing. I need to go. Well, can you go get optimized so hangovers aren't that bad?
Yeah, you could. Yeah. You're desperately needing to go get optimized at Optimize.
I think I need to go in there and be like, are you wanting to get in shape? Not at all. Yeah. I just need it to not hurt if I drink.
Plus you'd probably make Mrs. Orr a lot happier if you went and got optimized at Optimize You.
Yeah.
That's, you know, cause she'd probably say, you know, What was it she said to you recently?
She wants me to work out my chest.
Yeah, work out your chest. So, yeah. See, in order to do that, you need to go get optimized.
Need to get optimized.
So that you've got the energy and you have the testosterone level to be able to make that kind of commitment.
Be drinking, I can start doing my 12-ounce curls with both hands.
Yeah, well, you need to be drinking more water.
Well, yeah, I drink water.
Yeah, but it ain't the right kind of water. It's you always say, I drink that barley water.
Barley water, exactly.
Yeah. All right, let's dive into talking about Stuart Haas Racing ceasing their cup operations after 2024, selling four charters. Casey, I think we both know, and I think most of the NASCAR community knew that something was going to happen along the lines of downsizing with Stuart Haas Racing. I mean, the handwriting's been on the wall. Gene Haas has been focusing a lot of his attention and money and efforts into Formula One. Tony Stewart has been frustrated and annoyed and angry at NASCAR a number of times through the years. And Tony Stewart is not anybody that holds his feelings back. And since he's gotten married, he's been putting his time and attention onto drag racing, as well as he is drag racing on a regular basis, as well as I'm sure he's still doing some other types of racing. And Tony Stewart's life's very different now. If you look back when Stuart Haas Racing was created, it was in 2009. Tony was a single guy then. He was still a major vital role in NASCAR. He didn't do like Dale Jr. did or some of the other ones have done, where they retire from the sport and they still hang around and they still become a major part of it. He did do that as far as becoming a team owner, but as time's gone along, he's gotten further and further away from the sport. However, don't want to take anything away from him and what he's accomplished with Gene Haas, because they've got 69 wins and two cup championship titles.
I think that's what blew me away is the fact that this started in 2009 and then that's 15 years ago. And I'm like, well, that just doesn't sound right. Number one, I didn't realize SHR had been around that long. Number two, how in the world is 2009 or 15 years ago? So, you know, flashback a week ago, Sean, we're on this very program talking about where there's smoke, there's fire, there's going to be reorganization. Are they having sponsorship issues? What's going on? Because for several months now, I mean, the performance wasn't there last year, but you're thinking, well, that happens with some teams, but there's been a lot of chatter, even coming from some of their drivers, you know, they're, you know, talking about team owners that are involved in teams and stuff like that. You're thinking, what's going on? But I don't think you or I, either one, expected that they're just shutting the whole thing down.
No, I didn't.
And
I thought they'd be a two-car team possibly next year.
It's like, you know, here you go. Here is this this giant operation. Gene Haas is not getting any younger. Plus, he's got other things he's worrying about. Tony Stewart also seems to be, you know, he's married now, got interest elsewhere. It just seems to be that maybe this team wasn't as big a priority. Maybe it's getting to be harder than either one of them. Really, the passion is no longer there, but you knew something was up. I just don't think we thought it was going to be all four teams shutting down a race shop. You know, you've always talked about how this is a business first and a sport second, and the pressure that guys like Rick Hendrick have got to be under, because they've got not just the drivers and the people that show up at the racetrack, but they got engineers. You got people answering the phone. You've got payroll people. I mean, you've got hundreds of people that you support, you know, that work for you. And Stuart Haas is no different, but they've come in and said, hey, at the end of this year, we're done. So it's pretty shocking.
Yeah. I wouldn't be a bit surprised if the number one factor was just the simple fact of finances, because of the lack of sponsorship. They lost Smithfield last year. They lost their sponsorship deal with Anheuser-Busch. They've lost some heavy hitters as far as sponsorship dollars go. And this sport has not gotten any cheaper. And then the fact that Kevin Harvick retired, which was their lead racehorse,
their bell cow, who was upset because performance had really slipped.
He was, but I think the timing was just right for Kevin. I mean, I could be speaking wrong about this, but I don't think he left with any hard feelings or ill will.
Well, I don't think it's hard feelings, but also he didn't leave a race team that was winning 8 races a year. You know what I mean? So,
yeah, certainly things had changed there. But I think it's just a combination of all those things. But you would think before they just make the decision to cease operation that they would possibly try to find somebody that would be interested in buying all of their assets. And they may have already done that, or they may be doing that now. I don't know. I'm sure there's a whole lot more to this story that has not became public, or they're not willing to share, or they would just simply say it's none of our business. But as you mentioned, several hundred people. I'm thinking that the workforce at Stuart Haas Racing's probably around 400 people. So that's a lot of people that are going to be in the situation of trying to figure out what life is going to look like beyond the 2024 season. I admire the fact that Stuart Haas Racing went ahead and made this announcement to their staff now, instead of waiting for months to come, to where it made it even more difficult for their people to find other jobs. Their top people are not going to have any problem finding positions. One of the challenges that Stuart Haas Racing is going to have is, okay, those top people, they could possibly have job offers to leave now.
Yeah, they're going to leave. How do we get to the end of this thing without making an effort?
Yeah, how are we going to keep our performance up, and how are we going to keep this thing running if we start having staff members jumping ship? But on the other hand, that just goes along with one of the aspects of the business and how the business model works. So there's still a lot to be seen, but it was shocking. I never expected that they would go and shut the whole thing down.
Josh Berry, Chase Briscoe, Noah Gragson, and Ryan Preece are all the drivers that for Stuart Haas Racing. And listen, a bunch of those guys haven't been there long, certainly.
Yeah, very young drivers.
Younger names without the proven track record. So I don't think Josh Berry is going to have a hard time finding a job. But, you know, and so I think the first question is where the driver's going to go. The second, Chase Briscoe, you know, I think he's got a lot of talent. And the next question is, what about the charters? You know, you're going to have 4 charters that are about to be up for sale, and we're still not really sure the value of those things.
I think Front Row Motorsports has already finalized a deal with Stuart Haas Racing for one of them.
But do we know what they're paying it?
I don't know that it's been made public. I haven't heard anything.
Because that's been the biggest secret in the room is, what is a charter worth?
I think the rumor mill is it's somewhere around $40
million. There's no way.
But until the charter contracts are announced by NASCAR or the Race Team Alliance and NASCAR comes together to an agreement, it is hard to really put an appraisal on what that charter deal is worth, because with a new charter deal will also be in the mix what the new broadcasting TV rights money is going to look like as far as how that's going to be divided out. We already know the amount of money that TV broadcasts is going to be bringing for the next 7 years. Okay, well, how is that pie going to be divided?
How are they going to split that up?
And because historically, 65% of it has been going to the speedways. And so that's one of the things that the team owners have been up in arms with NASCAR, is saying, hey, too much of that pie is going to the racetracks.
Yeah, that's going to be the interesting part. Okay, I want to add a race team. I want to create a race team. I need a charter. Well, you got to buy my charter. Great. What exactly is that, and what does it include? Well, it includes some money from TV. Yeah, but how much? Well, mm-hmm. And when you start talking about, you know, the millions and millions of dollars, it could go either way. So that is going to be definitely very interesting.
And if this is attractive and a very fair deal that NASCAR offers, it could even attract some new team owners to want to come into the sport and invest in NASCAR.
Well, and you know, Tony and Gene could be seeing this as the perfect time to get out, because right now these charters have value and they don't know if it will in the future, and they can make a little money and walk away. Who knows?
Yeah.
But that is going to be what to watch now. Where do the drivers go, and what are these charters really going to be worth?
Oh, yeah, for sure. And as they have always said it through the years, NASCAR silly season has already begun.
It kind of never stops, I feel like, these days.
Yeah, there's some truth, a lot of truth to that. All right, when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about Kyle Larson and where the situation lies with him and Hendrick Motorsports as far as what is NASCAR's decision going to be regarding the waiver with the race at Charlotte Motor Speedway with a Coke 600.
Big hot topic. I'm really interested to see your thoughts on this.
Decision hasn't been made, but as usual, we have our opinions. And we'll share those when we come back after the break. We got more NASCAR to come as we are presented to you by Optimize You. You can find them online at OptimizeYouChattanooga.com. For Casey Orr, I'm Sean Whitfield. Stay with us. Let the shadow permeate your mind and reveal the thoughts that were tucked away. So let them talk and be out there again.
Racing Talk Radio on Rock 105.
Optimize You Chattanooga is a hormone optimization and recovery center that specializes in hormone replacement therapy for both males and females. If you are suffering from mood swings, fatigue, low libido, or weight gain, then your hormone levels might be low. We offer in-house lab panels as well as testosterone, progesterone, estradiol, and peptide therapies. We are currently accepting new patients. Know your levels because normal is not optimal. For more information, check us out at OptimizeYouChattanooga.com.
Hi, I'm Sean Whitfield.
And I'm Mandy Livingston.
Join us every Saturday morning at 8 for Your Home Radio on 98.1 The Lake.
Featuring a variety of topics all related to your home.
A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalaford Road and I-75.
NASCAR is cranking up, and Sean Whitfield and Casey Orr will get you right in the middle of it. Tune in Mondays at 6 p.m. for Racing Talk Radio, presented by Optimize You on Rock 105, a production of Whitfield Media Group.
Every child deserves a chance for a healthy, happy life. But when pediatric cancer strikes, it leaves a lasting impact on not only the diagnosed child, but their parents and siblings too. The Austin Hatcher Foundation for Pediatric Cancer is here to erase the effects of childhood cancer and empower families to thrive during and after a cancer journey. Through a variety of support programs such as grief groups, counseling services, art and music therapy, and more, we provide comprehensive, no-cost services and care to children and their families. Join us in making a difference. Visit hatcherfoundation.org to learn more and get involved.
Buckle up and hang on with Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield, Racing Talk Radio on Rock 105.
Welcome back to the program's Racing Talk Radio here on Rock 105, presented by Optimize You on Rock 105. Oh, man, is that some white snake?
Little white snake.
Producer Chuck is kicking. Uh-oh, Sean's going back to his glory days. Watch out. You ever gonna, like, do you ask Miss Whitfield to dress like Tawny Katayan and go roll around on your 4Runner?
No, I had never done that.
Oh, we're here each and every Monday at 6, getting you up to speed on all the NASCAR news and information. We're just talking about Stuart Haas and the decision to shut down the entire race team. That seems to be everything people are talking about in the NASCAR world. The other one, Sean, that been all the talk, and I heard a lot about it on the NASCAR radio on XM, is about the Kyle Larson and the waiver situation. Break this down so people can understand what exactly is going on with Kyle Larson.
Well, I'm going to share what I know, and then I'm going to share my opinion, and I'm sure there's going to be some things here I'm not going to be able to fill in very well. But Hendrick Motorsports has applied for a waiver, but NASCAR has not granted it yet. Right now, Larson is not eligible for the playoffs at this point, even though he would have secured a spot with two wins this season. NASCAR's rulebook states, unless otherwise authorized by NASCAR, drivers and team owners must start all championship events of the current season to be eligible for the playoffs. If a starting position was not earned, then the driver and team owners must have attempted to qualify at the discretion of the series managing director for the race. Now, I know there was a lot of conversations that had to go in with Hendrick Motorsports and NASCAR before the decision was made by Hendrick Motorsports and Kyle Larson to run the Indianapolis 500. From what I understand, Hendrick Motorsports made the commitment to NASCAR that NASCAR was their top priority. Not Indy, but that NASCAR was the top priority. Now, weather happened, and
It delayed the Indianapolis 500.
Yeah, it delayed Indy 500, I think, 3.5-4 hours, something like that. Well, Hendrick Motorsports made the decision to stay and run the Indy 500. When I saw that Indy was under a rain delay, or before the race ever started, the first thing that came to my mind, I think I saw it around 1 or 2 o'clock on that Sunday was, well, Kyle Larson and the team is on the plane headed back to Charlotte. He's not going to run the Indy 500. When I found out a few hours later that, no, he stayed and ran the Indy 500, I was shocked, because I was aware of the fact that Hendrick Motorsports had made the commitment to NASCAR that they were priority. And so when Hendrick Motorsports did that, they automatically sent the message to NASCAR that, hey, NASCAR, you're not our top priority, even though we told you you were. The Indy 500 was priority number one. So many people in the sport, Kevin Harvick even made this comment before the race yesterday, that we should just do away with this whole waiver deal. It gets too complicated, and if you're not there to race, then you're not there to race, and tough luck. It's just like Chase Elliott was given a waiver from a snowboarding accident. These people have the they've made the choice. Kyle Larson made the choice not to be there. Then you pay the consequences. You suffer the consequences because you made the choice. And right now, there is no timetable of when NASCAR is going to give a response to Hendrick Motorsports and Kyle Larson as to what their decision is. I think it's going to probably be soon. NASCAR needs to go ahead and put this to bed. But when NASCAR makes the announcement, whichever way they go, they need to be crystal clear on why they made their decision.
Well, and I understand NASCAR's point in this. I understand why they say if you can be there to race, you should have to qualify. You should try to make every race. You should be in every race unless you're injured or you don't qualify, essentially. And even if you're injured, you've got to have a waiver signed because they do want it to be priority. Totally get that. And I get them being upset by Kyle Larson basically saying, this is my chance to run the Indianapolis 500. I'm going to do it. Even though, from what I understand, he still had contracts and obligations for the Indy 500, and that's kind of why he stayed doing that. I get why NASCAR's upset. However, there is no way they're about to disqualify Kyle Larson from having a chance to be a champion. He's one of the best drivers in the sport. He's got a couple wins. This is simply them dragging their feet to put a little heat on Larson and Rick Hendrick, but there's no way this is going to stick. Here's the thing. If you're good enough to show up to 34 races instead of 35 and make the playoffs, come on in. Now, I get what they're saying. NASCAR doesn't want a start and park team.
There's 36 races.
Well, that's what I'm saying. 35 instead of 36, whatever. They don't want some start and park team to show up to Talladega, somehow magically get a win, and now they take a championship spot. I get it. But this is kind of one of those things that it real unique situation. This is what, you know, something you take case by case. I get what they're saying, but that's silly. Well, Kyle Larson will be in the playoffs.
I think you're right, but I'm not 100% convinced of that. I've got mixed emotions on this. I think this should be a wake up call to NASCAR that they reevaluate their waiver policy. It's too foggy. I think it needs to be just crystal clear, and I think they should do away with it. Did Kyle Larson, what he did to go run the Indy 500, it was huge for motorsports overall. It caught a lot of attention, a lot of media. It was good for the motorsports world. However, he did send the message to NASCAR.
You're number two.
That you're number two. And that the Indy 500 was more important than the Coca-Cola 600. So, I don't know. I really don't know how this going to shake out, but I think I'm going to lean towards you that NASCAR is in a position where they're going to need to give Kyle Larson his waiver. But they need to clean this up. Maybe they can't do it in the middle of the season as far as changing the rules, even though NASCAR has the right and the authority
to
change.
They're not scared to do
that. Yeah, they can change the rules at any given time. But I think they ought to start the 2025 season with a whole new policy on this waiver deal. And if somebody makes the choice to go do snowboarding like Chase Elliott did and he gets hurt, then, you know, I hate it for you, but you made that choice. Or if you go and you race some sort of other form of racing and you get hurt, then, you know, I'm sorry, but you made that choice.
Sean Whitfield throwing the gauntlet down.
Yeah, so that's kind of how I see it.
Kids these days, that's what that sounds. You going to go yell at kids to get off your yard anytime soon?
Yeah, if I need to, I will.
All right, everybody, we're heading to Sonoma. I think Kyle Busch is going to get the win because, sure, why not? But we'll be back here Monday to talk about it.
You really think Kyle Busch?
Not at all, but I think it would be really fun to talk about if he
did. You know, I'd love to see Brad Keselowski get it.
Oh, I'll go with that, too.
Brad's had an encouraging season so far, and he's always got a great attitude and professional guy, now team owner. I'd love to see Brad in victory.
Let's get a big old block of cheddar cheese and grab some Pinot and go watch
it. That is the one time of the year that you can do it and not feel bad that you're breaking a NASCAR rule. Having a little glass of wine during watching a race.
That's right. Or a bottle.
All right. Well, that's going to do it for us. We'll be back here next Monday, 6 p.m., right here on Rock 105 for Racing Talk Radio, presented by Optimize You. You can also find us at your favorite podcast platform. Just search Racing Talk Radio Download. That's Racing Talk Radio Download. You can also find us online at racingtalkradio.com. And we'll be back here next Monday to break it all down again and get you caught up with all the latest NASCAR on and off the track. For Casey Orr, I'm Sean Whitfield, and have a great week.
This has been the fastest hour in radio. Racing Talk Radio, presented by Optimize You on Rock 105, your home for NASCAR. Join Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield each Monday at 6 p.m. on Rock 105. Check out our website and for past shows, racingtalkradio.com. This has been a production of the Whitfield Media Group.